Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Cannon podcast. For the next hour or so, we're gonna hang out, we're gonna roll some dice, we might even have a couple of laughs. We're gonna play some Shadow Dark. If you're enjoying this show and all the shows we put out, please consider supporting this network by subscribing today at jointhenaish.com. For the low price of just $12 a month, you get access to everything we've ever published ad-free, including exclusive episodes, some bone con.
You were so in the zone with your Johnski, I was going to try to sneak up and stab you to death.
I know, or like tickle my cheek with the edge
of that. Yeah. I would try to stab you, except that it's so damn blunt.
It's not. These aren't just sharp enough.
These wooden swords one too? That's like a gut sword.
Sharp enough. You thought you brought the big one over. Or is this
no,
the big
there's one?
One
bigger one.
Oh, do you think you could give him a splinter?
One. This one is just right.
This is the smallest sword by far.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if this is worth interrupting the CTA for.
I
think it is. It's good. Anyways, jointhenaish.com.
Join the Niche!
Can I hold it while I say the rest of this?
Yeah, that'll look
That was very polite of you to hand it.
I don't know why I did
forward.
That.
I didn't want to cut my hand. Hey, you can also... Oh, I have to do this all the time now.
Knocked down the lighting fixture.
Fuck this place. YouTube.com/theglasscannon. Subscribe. And also follow us on IG. And while you're at it, you're listening to the show in your car. We're keeping you company on the Friday morning drive. Why don't you toss a little review? Pull over or not. It's fucking, you can text while you drive. It's not a big deal.
Please don't.
Download and leave us a review.
We have a review, I believe.
Oh, what's the review of the week, Matthew?
Review of the week!
Five-star review of the week.
I like Skids better, because it's like a legit...
This is the Cloudbuster sword.
Oh, wait. Oh, Brody.
Cloudbuster. It's a Zweihander, right?
It's a Zweihander.
Zweihander. Have you ever played the RPG Zweihander?
Oh, look at Sydney!
Sydney, nice form.
I'm going to go harder to the table until I get all three of the swords. Why does everyone have a sword but me?
Because there's only three.
You can't even see it.
Because there's only three.
That's Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest explanation.
Yeah. I guess that tracks. Would you like to have a five-star review?
I would love to hear the review. Yes.
We're having more fun swinging wood.
Well, some of us are. This comes to us from Brother Willie.
An actual Franciscan brother?
I think that's the only conclusion we can draw.
We're huge with clergymen.
I have to warn you, though, this review might be a little controversial.
Mm.
Oh. Well, hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
We're nothing if we're not controversial. Fuck, poop, damn.
Got him. Five stars. title of it is Great Show! Exclamation point.
Oh.
I hear nothing controversial.
Sounds good.
Ready for this?
Just the fact that he's a brother.
Here's the text. I really like the two funny ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what's up, Kevin?
I know what he's. Rude. I know what the brother's talking about.
Yeah, I know that in any iteration, it's not me. I'm not one of them.
It's probably not me either.
I think we all know who the funny ones are, and I don't think we have to even discuss.
Oh. He's got a mace.
Matthew's got a mace.
Thank you, Matt.
He's got a mace.
That I like that review.
Oh wait, let's.
That's a good one.
Let's do the classic.
It's entirely complimentary, and it would also start us fighting.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do the classic thing. Everybody close your eyes, and then everyone close your eyes. Everyone do it right now. Close your eyes. If you think that you are the funny one that they are referring to, one of the two, raise one finger in the air.
I don't feel comfortable doing this.
What I like about this is that when I can go back and watch the video and see who did it, and I don't have to cheat.
Everyone, I kept my eyes open. It was just Sydney.
Everyone. I am unashamed.
Had a thought as I was rolling in today, totally random. What was your favorite band when you were a senior in high school?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Some of us have to think back longer than others, but I got my, I'll lead while you guys think.
Yeah.
Mine was the Police.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It was the summer before senior year, and my buddy, he was like, you should listen to the Police. And I was like, I'll listen. He's like, I'll make you a mixtape. I wish I could find that mixtape, because we were going to go see Sting like at the end of the summer before senior year started. And I listened to that fucking mixtape in my little yellow sports Walkman. I'd be sitting out suntanning with no sunscreen, because it wasn't invented back then. For hours, just getting a tan, listening to that, flipping the tape over, listening. I mean, I just loved Sting and the Police.
Yeah, I did too.
You still do. You still talk about Sting like... At least once a month.
At least two or three times.
It was one time my aunt was driving me to UMass, like my first day, and it was like from Boston to UMass, and I was like, I was really nervous, and it was a huge change in life. And I remember Fortress Around Your Heart came on the radio, and I'd never really listened to that song before, and it was just like, oh my God, like I love this song so much. And so to this day, it's like one of my favorite songs ever.
Mm. Oh, it's great. Yeah, see, Sting solo is just as good as Sting.
Absolutely. At least.
If I built this fortress.
So good.
Sting. Your heart. Sting also continues to kill it. He did one of the songs in Arcane in the League of Legends show.
Did not know that.
And it is so, it's like a piano ballad, and it is so beautiful that I listened to it on repeat. It was my like most played song the year Arcane came out, because it was just his voice with the piano, and I was like, Sting, he's still got it.
He's great, but also don't sleep on Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers, especially Copeland, because Copeland has a pretty active social media account where he just can't help talk about how dysfunctional the Police is.
Relationship was.
It pops up a lot of my algorithm, actually. It alternates as either him talking about like cool musical things, or just grudges.
But it's great. I mean, he's one of the top 10 drummers of all time.
Absolutely.
All right, favorite senior year, Sydney. The Goo Goo Dolls.
I was
I think you're thinking of someone my age.
Matthew, the Goo Goo Dolls.
This now is a little controversial because
this is Mumford and Sons.
This artist had a real rise and then a steep fall off.
Jamiroquai?
Good
That's what it is.
My senior year and my whole like middle school and high school, I was a huge Kanye West fan.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wow. Okay.
I loved College Dropout, 808s, and Heartbreak. Like I knew all the words to Jesus Walks and Diamonds Are Forever, the non-Jay-Z version, a different B-side. Diamonds Are Forever. I knew all the words, and I was such a fan of his. Hard now to separate the art from the artist. He's done.
Look, his skin's just like
some really bad stuff.
You can't control the fact that he turned into an insane Nazi.
Yeah,
it's not your fault. Like,
it's not your fault.
The music didn't turn into an insane Nazi.
Me as an 18-year-old going to see him in concert. I think it was at Terminal 5. He came out with Big Sean because they had Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay a song together, and we didn't know Kanye was going to be there. We went for a Big Sean concert. And Kanye West came out on stage and we fucking lost our minds. So I feel grateful. I like saw him in concert at a time when he was still climbing.
Cool.
Dude, every time we do a show for like less than 200 people, I think about when I was at Columbia, they used to have concerts on campus and they would just bring up rising stars. And I remember just walking through campus while 80 people were watching Kanye rap in the middle of the quad.
And he was so young that he was really like probably Through the Wire was like him.
Yeah, Through the Wire just... just come on it.
See, I'm a huge fan, but now it's a little different. But high school, we were all big fans.
Matthew, awesome. What about you?
I'm trying to remember if this was senior year of high school or the summer after, but Spoon was really big.
Spoon?
Spoon.
Oh, wow.
Spoon. Wow.
Love Spoon.
Deep cut.
Awesome. Like, is it name a Spoon
like
hit?
I think it is for like a high school senior to be like, that was my favorite band.
I always confuse.
I love Spoon. My friends were real music Spoon nerds, so I'd be like, what should I listen to? And they band. And they would pass me stuff. And
it Spoon. Sucks when they're not even the first thing that comes up when you Google Spoon.
Well, when you name your band after a generic household implement that everyone uses every day.
What is their like big hit?
I mean, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, off the stuff off that album. That was probably, that came out when I was in college, though.
I mean, I gotta listen.
This is The Underdog, which is what is, I feel like, has a social media presence now.
Oh, I know this song. Hey, Spoon!
Spoon's great.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Fun.
Yeah,
Give Me Fiction was the album that came out when I was in high school. They're great.
Skid, what about you?
It was probably Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I had changed high schools, and I graduated from Columbine.
I was making a joke and I forgot.
It was really, it was my first time going to school with like white people.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I was feeling like really homesick. And so I just really leaned into, I loved Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. So
they're great.
Yeah. Wow, all over the place. Speaking of all over the place, where does this go? I mean, I think I know.
I don't really got anything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly liked old stuff.
Bryan Adams.
I loved
Bryan Adams.
I loved like
Countryman.
I loved like Paul Simon and Fleetwood Mac.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I took Bruce Springsteen off the table because I thought
One year later, it was Dave Matthews Band. It was like my favorite band at the time because I got into college and I roomed with a huge fan. And like I started listening to all their stuff and I was just like, this is fucking great. And that it really was like the first time I really got into a band because the ones I liked were old. I wasn't going to a Simon and Garfunkel concert in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My parents were really into that like kind of folk and classic rock stuff. Ugh. Zeppelin and everything. And I enjoyed
Zeppelin.
That. Yeah.
The lights are falling with your lack of answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to remember. But like, I don't remember going to concerts in high school. No. It was just like not part of my.
You never went to see Aerosmith?
No, never went to see Aerosmith. I was just
too busy playing sports.
Played a lot of video games.
Making out with girls.
Yes, exactly. I was too busy dating,
playing sports,
and too busy being the captain of every sports team and necking. Spoon, Kanye, Public Enemy, and
and the Police,
and the Police,
and the Police.
That's a pretty good mix.
Roxanne, we've never been to a concert together, have we? Why would we?
We are
Jason
the
Charles Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Did we stand in the same room?
I didn't go to that.
We didn't go to that one.
You guys went.
We did. We went. I've been at Gen Con when he played at Gen Con. Weren't we?
I didn't. I haven't seen him at Gen Con.
I saw him when he played at our show.
Should we go to a concert together?
No. They play the music so loud.
Yeah.
it's unnecessarily loud.
Can we just have a conversation? Like it's impossible.
How much are Kanye tickets these days?
You know what? It could go either way. It could be really expensive, but
I'm sure the crowd is going to be really pleasant.
Yeah.
All right, Sydney decided. We're all going to see Kanye.
Per Sydney's request.
Per Sydney's demand.
We'll be back after this break. Sydney?
No.
Buy your Kanye ticket.
No.
Use frequent flyer discount.
She loves him. Close together. No.
She loves him.
Cut around that.
Nace, the sun is shining, the leaves are blooming, my grass looks better than it ever has before, and that is because spring has sprung and we're getting into summertime and it is time to get these things watered. The plants are planted and nothing makes it easier for me than the Pocket Hose. That's right. Pocket Hose is back to sponsor us. Thank you so much to Pocket Hose. It is a phenomenal, I mean, not just phenomenal, the world's number one expandable hose. The hose fills up as you use it. And then when you finish using it, it drains of water, retracting to such a small size that it is very easy to store and put away. But what we're really excited about this season is the Pocket Hose Ballistic. That's right. The Pocket Hose that is now lined with a liquid crystal polymer, the same stuff that is used in bulletproof vests to keep it crazy durable, 5 times stronger than steel, they say. Dragging it across rocks or over bricks, trying to, you know, like pull it around the corner of your house. These kind of things would tear up my hose in the past and get me leaks. Not anymore. Speaking of leaks, the re-engineered thicker washers are also awesome. They resist leaks as well. The whole process has become a lot simpler for me and I love it. Not to mention the pocket pivot, which is a phenomenal tool that goes right on the spigot and allows your hose as you're moving it around the yard to turn 360 degrees, bend this way and that, and never stop the water from flowing. The water must flow. And now, for a limited time, when you purchase a new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you'll get a free 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text GCN to 64000. That's GCN to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. Text GCN to 64000. Message and data rates may apply.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search realms of peril and glory to find out more.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors for this Shadow Dark campaign. The Shadow Dark Norse Foundry. All right, I just rolled an 11 and a 6. I love this die, and I don't want to abandon it because I know it's random, but it's just, I feel like all my enemies suck. They suck.
Yeah.
Which die is it?
Well, you know
what? 8.
Which die? Which die?
It's the LaValley die. It's beauty, you got a black beauty.
You got a 6 and an 11. I got a 17 and a 10. So yeah, these are
the
kicking
ass.
The
scary thing
right
about
now.
Troy, though,
this kid's proposing to me.
It's beautiful.
I saw this.
Will you make me the luckiest man in the world?
I do.
The scariest thing about your cold streaks, Troy, is when you come back, though, you get like 4 natural 20s in a row, and I'm so scared.
The heat comes.
You,
with,
as Order of the Amber Die would say, you chain 20s.
Yeah,
I am a 20 chainer. Yeah,
nice. So you'll be like in a slump for a while, but then it'll just be like bam, bam, bam.
I'll never forget. There was an Androids and Aliens.
Androids and Aliens.
Starship Combat.
I remember it too.
It had to have been, if not 6, 5 20s in a row. Yes. The type of thing where it was just like,
it might
anyone
been,
listening is thinking I'm making
been
this up.
6 out of 8 rolls or something like that. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, because it was 5 in a row, and then there was a couple, and then another 20 came.
But it was okay because that gameplay was ideal for radio, especially when it went on and on because you kept rolling 20s and on and on.
Oh yes.
Oh, blame him.
I thought it was fun.
I would have played a whole game of just Starship Combat.
That's objectively not true.
It was fun. It had the bones of fun.
It was fun. It just wasn't great. I just thought it wasn't great radio.
It's not great radio, but I did actually like it.
There were parts of it I really enjoyed.
On a big hex map, it's fun.
But
I blame the performers.
You stress so much about those episodes.
Oh, yeah. I stress about this constantly.
Well, but more
for Star Trek.
More somehow.
Yeah.
you dug deep and found a way to stress out more.
I'm trying to let the stress go.
And how's that going?
Let's see what happens.
Is it working?
Call of Cthulhu Live, it's becoming a lot easier. You know, because that game is just, let's see what happens with Shadow Dark.
We make it our object to let you not talk at all.
Right, yeah. It's like an hour and a half
and we're still
doing intros.
You don't have to worry about anything that's happened before. It's, you don't have to worry about
right. Yeah, one shot certainly take a little pressure.
But
off.
I also feel like for Shadow Dark, Foundry VTT has been extremely helpful for you.
Good segue.
For,
amazing.
Look at her, going to work.
What is a
nice.
Chill.
Foundry VTT. Right,
get me away from this chill.
Easy to do.
excuse me. That's why I have my jacket on because there's a chill
in
the air.
Join me. Our two shot. Join me in talking about Foundry VTT.
I love Foundry VTT.
But you can drop in minis and stuff. Like it's been super easy for you to like do the random.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you really have to lean to play the system the way it's intended. It leans into a more freeform style, and that's kind of fun. Although for my like controlling brain, it's there's this like push and pull the whole time.
You want to pre-write, and then you're like, stop it.
We would never had the unicorn. We would have never had the Ettercap, which was kind of fun.
And the Strangler.
The Strangler. That was great.
I love that guy.
What was the advice that the ghost of Obi-Wan gave to Luke in the trench run?
Let go, Luke.
Let go.
Let go.
I was trying to think of something funny instead of the actual answer, and I couldn't think of either. Let
go. Hey, I just have to reflect. Sydney, that was like the platonic ideal of an embedded like sponsorship call out.
Yeah.
I am an actor, and if anybody out there wants to hire me, I do commercial.
You're ruining it.
I do commercial stuff. I can like say, can memorize.
You're looking at the wrong camera.
You're looking down with no confidence.
I tried to.
I'm looking at my feet through the table. It's like... sometimes it's the beauty of improv. Sometimes you nail it and sometimes you lose it.
It's true. Who wants a cap? You're going to need it today. I said,
I was out.
I have a proposal.
Oh.
Can we trade in all of our caps for an extra torch?
Yeah, not having torch. Oh, sorry, Sid. There you go.
Oh, caps, shit, I haven't seen this one in a long time. I got a Metra.
Ooh.
Is that the one from the Road to the End?
Road to the End poster.
Nice.
It's a good Metra.
Michael Emerson? Who's this?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
That's...
Tillinghast or
that's
no?
That's Kirkovich.
Carter Tillinghast.
Carter, yes. Okay. Tillinghast, old boy.
Who wants to do the old recap?
Recap. I'll do it. I haven't done one in a few weeks, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's in
Can
order.
Can you do it with one arm?
I will try. I will try.
It's a one-armed recap.
Get ready for a one-armed recap. I don't actually know where exactly we started last episode. Does anybody know the exact starting point of last episode?
Trying to think of the ending of the previous episode.
Yeah, what was the cliffy
was
of
it the
ooze? Previous episode? No.
You fought the ooze.
So it was... the cliffy was going into the
portal.
Yeah. Like into the portal.
Yeah.
We didn't know what it would be.
Mm. Right.
So we woke up. We stepped through and suddenly, after a brief disorientation, found ourselves plunged into darkness in a crypt and casting light netted no successful casting
and
at the moment.
And somebody... was crying.
Right.
And
the seeker was sobbing. And
I think it was dust in his eyes from the dusty
room.
Yes,
that's definitely
perhaps,
what it was.
But he was saying he's cut off from Geed and he has no access to his magic. And we could start to feel as well that our spellcasters were having a hard time accessing their arcane and divine powers, which mechanically takes the form of a 50% mischance even on a successful spellcasting check. So we know that there's something, some sort of anti-magic field that is happening in this crypt. While exploring it, we came across a gray ooze that we fought and defeated. A penis ooze. Then we started exploring one of the long tunnels here, and we were attacked by...
There it is.
Like
a second.
We were attacked by said... what was
Strangler.
It? Strangler. The Strangler.
Well, Seeker was first.
Seeker was put down to zero and dying with a throat cut. And then we found the Strangler and defeated him, but not after... Warwick took a bunch of damage, let's not forget, and has not been healed because the casting of heal has not worked multiple times due to the anti-magic field. So Warwick is injured and down. We then,
I think, explored this other room that we are currently in now, where we opened up a door and we saw a sarcophagus with a knight inside of it, it appears. There's a body inside of it holding a sword. Everything seems to be to indicate that this is another one of these Knights of Taragnus and Knight of St. Taragnus. And as we came in, the knight sat up. And I think that's where we ended the episode. But the most important, the single most important thing is that not only have our light spells failed due to the anti-magic field, they have failed to the point of being unable to be cast until there is a rest.
And I actually rolled a natural one on mine.
Oh, so you have to atone.
I have to atone first.
Before you could cast light again, right.
And in this place, there's some anti-magic going on, and the Seeker believes that the connection between the divine and each of you has been severed as well.
And there's...
So good luck atoning.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and we, among our inventories, have no more torches, and we have just lit our last torch, which means we have 1 hour of real lifetime to figure out how to get more light or get out of this place, because we don't even know. We went through a portal and there was no sign of how to return. Yeah. So I think of a line in Apollo 13 where the guy says, this is the most serious situation we've ever faced in manned space flight. And I think this is the most serious situation we've ever faced in Shadowdark.
It is.
We talked about it in our post show. And I mean, my suggestion was like speed run. We have to find another portal and figure out how we can get out of here. So we can't.
So because the issue is not just we have to, because right now we have no ability to cast light. Even if there were no anti-magic going on, we're out.
Right.
And it's not just getting out of this crypt. It's getting out of the castle, because the castle is also a dungeon in full darkness.
Now, there is one thing that I thought about, not a solution by any means, but it's possible that we're not completely dead. Like, we'll see what this knight has to say, or if he's just going to be a fight, I don't know. But let's say this knight situation resolves itself and we're still in the same boat and we lose the torchlight and we have not found our way out of this part of the crypt. There's a chance that we could just rest and not be encountered,
but,
and get light spells back.
But
like, that's possible.
But
not likely.
To rest, the things we've done in the woods is like we've gathered wood and made a campfire. We only have one torch left that lasts an hour. So we
It would just be in complete darkness.
Now, what we proposed is fashioning a torch Indiana Jones style from one of the bones of the corpses.
And a rag from a mummy or from something down there. Mm-hmm. And
I kind of want to turn the timer up while you guys are talking, but I don't want you to be nervous to rush into the combat. But I feel like...
Well, it's okay.
So it is a combat.
It's okay, because you started the timer last week and then proceeded to go back in time to narrate us lighting the torch while the timer ran out.
So we're catching right. time in the back, reclaiming our time.
I don't want to rush anybody.
I think before you laid it down, you shook it a lot.
I always shake it. I have a shaky hand.
Yeah, but I turned the torch timer.
I turned the torch timer with this hand.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, so you feel appropriately recapped.
I think so.
Start thinking about like backup characters and stuff.
Bring in a sixth level wizard.
The scene unfolds. All right, so let's get a little music bed. I'll pop this guy up. I believe it's here, right?
Nope, let's
leave it there for a little bit and see.
Yeah, let's leave it there while we discuss it.
All right,
it's going.
The thing is, shaking it, I don't think makes it move any further. It's a finite sized hole. It can only.
It does need to move right now, though.
Oh, yeah. It's between Skid and I.
Yep. Wait, did we roll initiative?
No, we didn't roll initiative.
He just said we're going to roll initiative.
I didn't say shit.
You did say that. You said a combat.
How dare you?
He did say combat.
I did say combat, because everything's a combat to me. Maybe it's a social
Life
combat.
Is combat
well,
with
when,
me.
When you're a hammer.
Light goes out. Saint is struggling to get that torch back on, and in that darkness, in that moment of where you're just hearing of the flint and steel, you hear the sarcophagus lid slowly sliding off. The light comes on from the torch and dust pours from the now open lid as something inside slowly pushes upward. A gaunt skeletal hand comes out first, like gripping the edge of the sarcophagus before this huge, like impossibly tall, or at least seemingly overly tall, gaunt skeletal figure emerges. It has like a rusted helm with these antlers coming out of it and green glowing flickers in its eyes. It's like draped in a rotted green cloak that has an emblem on it that looks like the crest of the Green Knights, but like a different version of it. Perhaps the original version. It's got a rusted sword in its hand, and it just stares at each of you. And when it speaks, its voice sounds like an old door opening somewhere. And it's like, cool. None shall pass while the forest still stands. The green flames in its eyes get even larger. The blood of Taragnus flows through me still. And you blasphemers will go no further. Again, the lights brighten. All these bones laying on the ground around the crypt begin like cobbling themselves together into skeletal forms that rise.
You just leave. We should just
roll for initiative.
We should just leave. That's,
oh my goodness.
Sydney's talking sense here.
Just close the door. The skeletons know how to open doors. Just leave and close the door.
Oh my god. Hopefully there's no other way out.
There is. We can go to the other side.
There is. We can go to the other side, he says. He said it.
Okay, I've rolled my initiatives.
It has to be you.
It.
You have to win.
11.
It's probably me.
I got a 17.
Okay. 3.
8.
Warwick. Oh. The warrior.
Not the best, not the worst.
Not the best, not the worst.
I will have it step out there. I wouldn't be standing on the tomb, but again, just magnificent in how tall it is. This long cloak, antlered. I mentioned the antlered helm, right?
Yeah, you did. We are no enemy to the Green Knights! And I'm going to step back. We seek to help you! I don't know what to do here.
Pharaoh, you can feel your holy symbol of Geed grow cold in your hands. Ellison, you feel like arcane magic within you retreating to somewhere deeper within your body. That anti-magic field that has engulfed the entire crypt, it seems to be localized right here.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, so can I... Interesting. Oh, yeah. This is tricky.
So turn undead is,
I assume you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right. So then I'm going to step back, Troy. I'm going to hand Ellison the torch. I'm just going to be like, hand it out. I'm just going to go, run, and then pull out my shield.
Run and pull out the shield. I'm going to give you like an orange glow to your light.
That way. And he sort of like indicates behind him, like leave behind him, and he'll guard your back.
Okay. Pharaoh.
Okay. Pharaoh is...
Who disturbs the honor dead?
It's just back. Back in the name of Geed, and I'm going to try to turn it dead.
Okay. Now, there are 5 creatures in the room. You have a distance of near.
Near.
Are you sort of angling it away to try and catch more?
They're all near to him.
They're all near.
Considered near. Okay.
Yeah, so... Nope.
Cap.
Oh,
cap,
no.
Cap. Cap.
Yeah, I'll cap it. I'll cap it.
Oh.
I mean, it.
Okay. That is a 14.
Okay. No. Which is a successful cast.
Successful cast.
And here's now I need a D100 roll.
Oh, my fuck.
What's your guess? 75?
88.
60?
Does not work.
Oh, no!
Okay.
It's really happening.
He just forsaken us, and I'm going to run. And I leave.
You carry the scent of ash on you. This place was consecrated. Boom! Goes to strike at Warwick as it steps up.
Bang!
Bang! 10 to hit.
Woo!
Oh. Woo. manages to parry away the blow.
Misses with the 10 and then reaches out with its offed hand.
It's offed hand?
Offed. Reaches out to you with its off hand to try and touch your flesh. Dirty Twonzone.
No, come on! Damn it.
You take 1 point of con damage as it drains the life from you.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what to do about this.
At zero con, you die.
Oh, my God.
Just siphoning life out of you. The creature to the north closes in on Saint.
No.
You can see through it, and it... it will become corporeal.
What? Bad idea, you stupid idiot. All right.
That's what it does.
Got him.
The one to the south of Ellison also becomes corporeal.
Oh, man,
if you listened to After Dark a few episodes ago, some people know how bad this is.
Huh?
Wait, if you weren't there for that discussion. Run!
The one in the back just moves up to Ellison and goes to touch you. Oh my God, out of the box. That was a hit too. That is going to be a 17.
Easy hit. Ugh.
You take 1 point of con damage as it siphons life out of you.
Okay.
And then the one in the back does the same thing to Saint. Two have gone corporeal with their actions. The other two pull up to try and life drain. First Ellison and then Saint. That is a 14.
That just hits.
You're lucky. Again, only 1 point of con damage. At zero, you die. You can see, like, spirit energy flowing out of Ellison and Saint's body into these figures.
Ugh.
And it is now Saint's turn.
Oh, the Seeker.
Oh, yeah. The Seeker. Oh, I've got a knife.
Oh, come on! The get out of there!
Reeks of marmalade. You're right!
It reeks of marmalade.
It just runs.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, seeing Pharaoh run and Seeker run, Saint, obviously, his instinct is to fight, but it touched him, and he felt weak. Like, it's not even a fight. It
reached right through you.
He is going to just fully withdraw out of the room into the hallway. I don't see Pharaoh in the hallway, but maybe that's because I don't have light.
It's dark.
Okay, yeah. So I bump into Pharaoh.
Oh my God, that is, yeah, the lack of light. You don't even know where to go.
I can't see anything.
I hit into Pharaoh somewhere in the hallway. Ooh!
Whatever you did with the light this time, it looks beautiful. It's like this amber hue.
You put the orange.
A little orange glow, thanks to Foundry Virtual Tabletop.
I'm just trying to find the silver line.
Zip up my jacket. Line.
Chill in the air again.
It's fun. Okay, Ellison.
Ellison is going to listen to Warwick, and feeling like a bit of his life force has been drained from him, he's going to head out the door. I have to turn. Which way did you guys run? North?
I ran north.
I guess I don't know. So I'm going to run south because I want to.
Okay.
I ran south, so you hid into Saint.
The light is not on me.
He turns around with his dagger and stabs you in the dark.
Because you took the torch.
Yeah, I handed him the torch.
So I would run on the hallway and I would see you run opposite.
Oh, yeah, we would all, once you came out, yeah.
Okay, let's give you that orange.
Because I just want to see how much darkness.
And then, sorry, Warwick, I've got to take it.
Remove it from Warwick.
Oh, my God.
All the enemies are going to plunge. Oh, I can't see the enemies!
Yeah, so basically, Ellison runs and hits Saint.
Oh my God, Bork is alone.
Surrounded by them. Five. And now he can't see him.
Yeah, he can't see. Well, Bork.
Closes the door.
In the shadow of dark, they say. Yeah, so
cage match.
He holds up the shield.
Good luck.
He holds up the shield. A shield of the Green Knight, by the way. And stumbles back toward the door, and then using his sword hand, which is my bum hand, I can't act it out.
Your hand is fine.
Wah! Slams the door closed.
Slams. Yeah,
brace the door.
And he's like, run! And he's just going to hold the door closed.
Okay. Hold the door!
Hold the door!
You have your shield. I mean, you can
Yeah.
You're big. You can just put your back into it.
So
you got grit.
I love when you like get into these situations where you're like, which way does the door open?
Obviously outward, because in case of a fire, that definitely was a lawsuit back then.
Was this crypt built to code?
It's hard to tell. It is in an extra dimensional space as far as you know. Okay. All right, so you hold the door. Pharaoh.
I just get this. We have to go. The torch, look, it's burning down.
I think Ellison will make the argument that like the portal that we came through did not appear to function the way we entered. So hopefully there's another
exit. We've got to keep looking for an exit somewhere. Back that way, point to the north.
No,
this way.
We came from.
Point to the south where we haven't been yet.
Oh, right. I thought there was another way. Okay. So I'm going to lead the way. I'm going to
run past a closed door that we haven't explored yet. And
actually, yeah, I'm going to move
toward
up
the corpse of the strangler.
There is another closed door here in this hallway that has not been opened yet. So I'm gonna stop at this.
Here, maybe.
Okay.
And I said, I'm gonna open the door.
Let's have some fun.
Oh no!
All right, so you open the door. You can't see in because the light is not spilling around the corner.
Yeah.
But I would say that like the map probably doesn't do justice to the reality. You would be able to get a little bit of dim light into there. And it looks like a small little side chapel. And you see several bodies lying on the ground. I mean, bodies, that's being generous. These are skeletal remains that are, it looks like they were slaughtered while praying.
Oh
my God.
Jeez.
Comes to old Troy. Good thing you closed the door because that will stop the corporeal enemies. But as you're standing there holding the door, you see a hand come through the wood and reach directly towards you.
Wait. How about disadvantage?
I was going to give myself disadvantage. I wanted to see if you'd argue for it.
Okay.
And you did.
I was right.
All right. Natural 20 on the die that I was complaining about pre-app and an adjusted 8.
Oh, all right, so this hand comes through and it goes right by his eyes, and he's just like,
"Dude, Twanzoni!" That would have been brutal. Double con damage on that hit.
Double con, Hamzoni, Perma John.
Okay, so two corporeal, one sort of champion there in the middle. Then there was one other that was still incorporeal. As that hand reaches out and doesn't find purchase on you, seconds later, a body comes through, goes through you to the north.
Oh no.
Into the free space there and will attempt to do the same thing. So it just kind of reaches at you. I'm going to roll the one that just rolled a 20, because what are the odds that I would roll two 20s in a row?
You're going to chain 20?
It's a natty 17, so it's going to be
shit.
Oh boy.
Another hit, and that's going to be 3 points of con damage.
Oh my god. I don't even know how to...
The horrible thing is this is... I've just been keeping track separately, but this will knock you down a modifier at least.
I already went down a modifier.
On my sheet, it's having no impact on my hit points. Which doesn't seem right.
It's not
it would
related.
Have an impact on your death roll.
Yeah, it's not related to the hit points.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah, it's related to how much you can carry, I believe.
No, that's strength.
No, you can use strength as a fighter, but I think it's con for everyone else. Right? Am I crazy?
No, it's strength for everybody.
You
can carry 10 or your strength mod or your strength score, whatever's higher.
Oh, 10 or your strength score.
Yeah. Let our listeners at home know what each of your con scores are.
Oh.
I started this episode with a 14 con. It is now a 10.
Okay.
I have 8.
8.
I started with 14. It's down to 13, and I already lost a modifier. I had plus 2. Now it's
plus 1. Yeah, I have plus 2. Now I have plus 0.
I started at 13. Now I'm at 12. I remain at plus 1 for the moment.
Okay, so you got a while to get to 0, which is permadeath. All right, well, here's the good news. That door closing is stopping the now corporeal figures and the antlered knight from getting through. But one hand has reached through, another body has passed through. So you've created this this barricade here, which may help for some time.
We need to run.
Just rolling back here. A couple things. Saint.
Yeah. Saint's
Seeker
gonna run.
Saint.
Saint goes after Pharaoh, and he yells out to everybody, to the south! And he will run. I'm going to peek into the room as I run by. I assume I see the same.
Yeah, just bodies, like, all, they're lined up in the altar in such a way that they must have just been, like, in silent prayer as someone or something or a group of people came in and just annihilated them.
You see, because it's like his pupils in this dim light are so big, and you just see his pupils, like, looking into that room, and there's, like, a slight iris adjustment as he takes in this horrible scene of, like, slaughter. You see like a slight reaction, but he has no time to really actually deal with that mentally. And he yells back to Pharaoh as he continues running to the end of the hallway, like, shut that door! And he's going to try to continue on, but he'll wait for the light.
Okay.
Can you continue on at least another step? Because I can't. If we want light to go into the next room, I kind of need to be where you're
at. Yeah. Right. He went a little bit. He ran around the corner.
Okay. So looking from Saint's perspective here, you see no one now.
It's very dark.
Just a little bit of light there at the edge of the end of that southern corridor. Ellison.
Ellison is going to rush down. I would love to double move, but I don't want to leave everyone in Pharaoh and Warwick, where you're already in total darkness. Well, you go next.
Yeah, and so does he before the
enemies. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to double move.
You would be leaving, nobody in total darkness.
Also, I want to say, it should technically affect your hit points. You were right, because it's...
Oh, shit.
No, I don't think so.
It says, as your first level character, hit points equal to one roll of their class's hit point die, plus their constitution modifier.
Yeah, that's just for your first level roll.
That's okay. For your starting con.
But as you lose, it doesn't affect it.
Yeah, I don't think you don't get it each level.
I think we'd have to house rule that.
You don't get it each level.
Yeah.
Right? That's true. It's just a straight roll of the die.
All right, we have a new problem. Ellison went around the corner with the torch and discovered, basically, it just turns up into a hallway that leads back into the room with the sarcophagus.
Well, there's another door,
and I'm going to get there, and can I open it at the end of my double move?
Sure.
I'll open the door.
Troy?
Okay, you open the... Is there anything more terrifying than running in a dungeon away from one combat, not knowing where you're running to?
This is...
We're desperate.
I mean, this is amazing.
But yeah, we are.
We have no magical... Oh, it's another hallway.
All right, so...
Hallway filled with doors.
You open it, and it isn't a hallway. It's just as the light is spilling through, you see that it goes straight, but then the room to the south opens up, and there's all sorts of shit in there. It's just hard to see. Although you do have the light, so I think you, of anyone, are going to have the best chance of seeing what's in there. Here's what I'll tell you. It is a series of pillars that all have those, what are they called? It's all over Skyrim very early when there's like graves built into the walls.
They're called...
Like a shape of a person?
Like someone is sleeping horizontal.
It's a catacomb thing.
There's a word though. It's a great word. It's all over the beginning, like the first dungeon of Skyrim.
God.
It's like a tomb.
God, what's the word? It's a great word.
It's a word.
Aspic. Chicken and aspic.
Aspic.
A vault?
No.
It's just a one little slot that one body fits in the wall.
Tomb crevices in walls.
In catacombs.
Catacombs. What is the word?
Torch is burning!
Yeah, we'll figure out
the word. Anyways,
I'll look it up.
These
on
pillars
next
have these like crevices where bodies and urns and whatnot, like niches. Niches?
Burial niches.
Funerary recess.
Funerary recess.
They're like mausoleums, but I think burial niches is the word I was thinking of. I don't know if that's the word we're all thinking
69.
Of.
Just keep saying crypt. Anyway.
And as you open the door and look in there, you just hear sounds. Sounds of like a battle. It's very faint. It's like echoes of an ancient battle.
All right, question.
Crossbow bolts.
So am I, the light extends down into this room.
Probably.
Is that the wall? Does it hit the wall?
What's going on in there?
is that the wall on the square that I'm pinging? So like, can I see the arrows? Like, does that continue on?
It continues
on. Baba Booey. There's more. Okay, so it's a big
Baba Booey.
Yeah, I should give you some dim light just so you can see a little more. That didn't do anything. But yeah, it continues on.
Okay.
No wall.
Okay.
Cling, 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 Warwick.
I'm just going to run.
Okay. Which way are you running? South?
I'm running south and back to Ellison. And then since I didn't open the door, could I step into the room?
Absolutely.
I'll run past him into the room, but I can't see anything because of the damn light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try one more step.
I don't have the light.
You don't want to be there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like his. What I'm saying.
Oh, it doesn't
like
help you.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, you
just grab the torch as you run past me.
Trying to peer through.
Step in and you see like these recesses in the wall. Recess might have been the word. You hear again that the sounds of battle, but it sounds distant. In this room, just echoing off the walls. Pharaoh, you are alone in that hallway. No sign of the Seeker, by the way.
Yeah, where'd he go?
No sign of the Seeker. You told him to run. He ran into the darkness. You think, Seeker must have went north.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was yelling. I did yell to the south. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all yelling, so.
But now Pharaoh is left alone there in that hallway in the darkness with one of these spectral figures to the north.
So I had my hand on the door handle as I was opening it. As everyone else ran past, I was like, shut the door. I was like, ah! So he shuts the door and he feels his hand along the wall as he runs down to the south and double moves back into the light where you can see Rix is up there at the other door.
Okay.
You emerge from the door. You step out of the darkness.
Yeah, it's like, ah!
Out of the darkness and into the light. And we'll be back right after this quick break.
Dude, gosh. This is so awful and terrifying.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our true crime rundown, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, we're Meg Bashwinner
and Joseph Fink
of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. And we're ready to attack.
Hold on.
There's a lot going on here. Yeah, you bring it up.
Let him do his recap.
Make your point.
Nickel and dime in the flames.
We have one. One.
All right. There's a lot going on here. Let's add more to that fire. However, let's start with the fact that Saint is the one in the rear now with the Seeker nowhere in sight. Plunge. You're just standing there. You must look behind you, like into the darkness, wondering what's coming. And like out of the corner of the wall, this thing comes at you. Let's roll the black one. 7.
He just moves out of the way.
So he misses with a 7. Coming out of the wall to the north of you, another one of these figures slides through, flanking you, cutting you off from your friends, and he will attempt the same thing. Natural 2.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, same. I mean, even in the dark, it's like his, he's a thief, he's a rogue, and he has this, he can feel it in the air, and he's just like, like a trap. Like this is a trap being set off and he's just like standing so still and maybe they can't find him. He can't find them. So there's one in front of me now. Like he can.
There's one in front of you and one behind you. You are flanked.
But they're incorporeal.
But they're incorporeal. It'll run
just
right through.
It just probably be deeply unpleasant to run through them.
Cold.
As Ellison and Warwick stare into the darkness of this room up ahead, seeing these little burial niches, these crevices, hearing sounds of a battle, figures begin to emerge. You see ghostly green knights locked in battle with these other knights just clashing at each other. You can now, the sound of that battle is now much louder because you see it happening in front of you. For the moment, at least, they have not turned their attention to you. Is this like the priest upstairs that was hiding under the bed, just a repeating memory that's locked, or something else? Say it.
Do we hear the seeker at all?
No.
You don't see him or hear him?
No. And truth be told, when I ran out, I just ran in a certain direction, and now it's become part of the story.
Saint is going to, feeling these presence, like this coldness in front and behind him, he's going to step to the south and sidestep around them as if he's avoiding a trap. He just like is moving, like maybe if I'm not loud, they can't find me. So he's like sneaking along the wall and finally sees some light on Pharaoh. He sees Pharaoh's face coming out of the darkness and he's going to move past Pharaoh up to, he can pretty much just get to, he can go to the north of Ellison, basically at the door, which we now know leads back to that same room we were just in. But he'll get to that
the
door.
Sarcophagus, yeah.
Now, the sarcophagus.
It just does raise an issue. I mean, the other door is through the room with the sarcophagus, and we could try to kite them around and go through that door and see, hope it leads to some sort of salvation.
From what you guys, from Warwick, what you see, there's no other door in this room that you've described?
I can't see anything.
I haven't been.
Did you hear them open the door?
Did I hear them open the door
corporeal
that
ones?
That we closed?
Mm.
Did the corporeal one?
The eastern door
you
in
said
the
said I heard noise.
Give me a d6 roll. 4, 5, 6, you had the forethought to like give a listen.
3.
You're not sure.
We don't even know if they're kited around. We could just be in that room.
Just be waiting in there.
I mean, I think they're probably in the room, but we could try to, you know, rush through, get open the door, keep going. I mean, then I would, if I go first though, that.
I mean, I think that we should fight these knights.
The ones that are chasing us?
No, the ones that are fighting the green knights.
I don't think we have to fight them. I think they're just,
they might be
they're
repeaters.
Locked in. I think they're repeaters is my theory. But we shouldn't debate too long because the torch is running.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll talk about it. Really spend
some time. Can I do this
really
as my...
Really explore.
I'd like to do this as my turn. I haven't done an action. I'd like to stealthily open the door to the sarcophagus room.
Okay.
And peek in to see if we did kite them. And if we didn't, like he's going to try to be stealthy. And if they're still in there, he's just going to close the door.
But there's no light.
So the minute you open Ellison the door, the light will spill in. There will be light.
There
that
will be light.
In.
Ellison's right next to me.
Right, but they will be alerted. That we're
you would assume they're adapted to the dark. So I'm going to say with the light spilling in, it's going to have to be super stealthy. We'll set a DC at 17.
I mean, it's a dark room. Even if you crack it a little bit, when light comes in,
it's going to attract attention. Should I risk it for the biscuit?
Do whatever you want. I think that there's positives and negatives.
I think if you open the door that allows us to rush through the other door...
It's not the worst thing.
But I'm the one with the lights.
What if, like, Green Eye Knight is just like, standing right there, and then you die?
Smoking a cigarette on a break.
I'm gonna do it.
Be with you in a second.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try.
Okay.
And I'm doing Skid's method, because that's has always worked out really well.
You get advantage on this?
I mean...
What is your thing again?
I'm very stealthy.
Yeah.
I trained in the following tasks have advantage on sneaking.
Yep. Okay. So that's why I was checking. Why don't you roll 2 of those at once? Oh, God. I hate
that. I do too.
That's just... How do you live with yourself?
15 was my highest.
So it's not like you don't... Whatchamacallit, like you just like, oh, I guess I didn't see anything. You open the door and the three of them are standing there. And
I close the door.
Okay.
All right, fine.
All right. At least you know they're in the room.
And they weren't waiting.
All of a sudden, the door starts shaking. All right, Allison Ricks.
All right, Allison's going to rush into the earth. Sorry, Farrow.
Calrian Bix.
Oh boy, this is a nightmare for light, this room. I moved into the...
Or a nightmare for night.
A nightmare for night. I moved into the room, and it's just the pillars are making the light situation in this room awful.
Cling, cling, cling. Locked in battle. It looks like the green knights are fighting defensively as these other knights are just raging against them with fury. Cling, cling,
cling, cling, cling, cling, cling. All right, Allison's going
to
move into
you
the
room.
You
see two more down the end of that little hallway locked in battle. You look to the south, you see two more. Cling,
cling, cling, cling. All right, are the ones on the map the ones line. That are yellowish? Are they the green knights or are those the enemies?
Those are the green knights.
So, okay, Allison's going to kind of get centrally located in the room so that when you guys come in, you can... I know there's so many pillars that the light is just kind of cut off in all directions, but I'm going to get into the room.
Yeah, and I know you can't really see the whole room because of these.
Can't see anything.
These niches.
Yeah. But I'm going to get kind of the central in a central position, and I'm going to declare in my loudest possible stentorian voice.
Bankruptcy.
Green.
I'm broke. That's why my wife left me.
Green Knights. Or what are they? They're the Knights of St. Taragnus, right?
Yes.
Knights of St. Taragnus, we are here to help. And I'm going to fire off a magic missile at the enemy knights.
Okay.
Yeah, the goddamn enemy knights.
You can see a little piece of the one to the south and the one to the north. Actually, you can see all three of them. So
hit the
one
to the north. Is the one to the north close to me?
But you'd have to go through,
or on the other side?
You'd have to go through a green knight to get to him.
So there's a green knight between me and the other one.
So I'm going to hit the one to the west.
Okay.
Directly in front of me.
Try and send it through the body of this helpless green knight.
Okay, so natural 17.
Okay. And Pop City.
D1 Hondo. Okay. One Hondo.
I'm going to try these.
Busting out his official Cthulhu dice.
Official Cthulhu.
Official Cthulhu dice.
Is that cracked?
Yes.
Joseph,
yeah. Yeah.
Crack?
99.
Oh! Boom sauce. It gets through.
Nice. Okay. Oh,
phenomenal.
All right. So that against the enemy knight, 1 point of damage.
But it's the axe.
It's the axe action. That counts.
We are here to help.
The axe remembers.
His eyes go blank, pupilless, and then fires off a missile from his hand.
Hits this ghostly knight.
Okay. I sure hope that has the intended effect and doesn't give us double the enemies.
Warwick?
Oh, Warwick.
Warwick, as you're standing there, you hear that. I mean, I imagine magic missile has some sort of sound to it. You hear that flare, maybe like a Roman candle flying through the room. Yes, boom, it hits it. And Warwick, you see that these knights locked in battle, they're like momentarily distracted by that noise. And they're looking, and you know they see you. And they're looking towards Ellison as well. You are now part of this ancient battle.
Yeah, okay. So I run into the room through these pillars trying to follow Ellison's light until I come around the corner of one and I can see one of the enemy knights. And I'm... Oh, wait. This
is the one that he hit.
Yeah. I'm gonna flank it with... the apparition of the other green knight.
I like it.
So he's going to come around the other side of it and just be like, for the green knights!
You're dressed in like one gauntlet, a helm.
Yeah, he's got the helm, shield. He's got the shield. I have it all on my character.
But I
got
to get this artwork.
Yeah. I know.
It's such a patchwork.
One bracer, the helm, and then the busted up shield.
I'm picturing that like art I've seen online. Maybe it's like Wiki of Ice and Fire of Robert at the trident.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like with the Warhammer
locked
coming
in
down
with Radar. Battle with Radar. He shattered the gems from his shield.
Yeah.
From his armor.
From his breastplate.
All right. Bam! But I have to roll with advantage, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He's flanked.
Of course, yes.
That's too bad. Sorry, buddy.
I should have done that against Saint, and I forgot.
This one.
No one reminded me.
I was so I didn't want to get the wrath of everyone.
You thought about it, though.
I certainly did. All right, here we go.
Matthew's lifting his laptop.
That one.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
That's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
So badass. And ironically, he's got the helm with the antlers.
The antlers. Yeah.
That's why I thought of
it. Oh, Baratheon, right?
Yeah.
This is a big one, dude.
The stag.
It's a big roll. Come on.
Is this knight
got advantage? Okay. That is a Oh! Is Sydney right about gear?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I don't think about it right now.
What?
Did you lose gear slots because of your con?
Yes. What did you say?
I lost gear slots!
Oh!
Huh. Well, I hope the comments serve you justice.
For I thought it was your strength.
So rude.
Maybe it's your. Oh, maybe it is a fighter thing that it's my strength and con.
That's what she was trying to tell you.
Yes, you were trying to say it was a fighter.
Believe women!
That's the real message here.
Oh my God, amazing. Okay.
Shrieking it.
Bully women!
Okay. Plus one magical sword here.
Crack myself
silver
up.
For what? Are these things corporeal to us right now? Or are they?
They are corporeal. These are skeletons. Okay. Like a skeletal.
Then here we go.
Not like classic skeleton.
Swing away. All right, that is 6 points of damage.
Nice. 6 points of damage. All right, so he's in rough shape, but he's still kicking.
Again, as you said, it's the act that matters.
Yeah.
You said.
And Allison's continuing. She's like, Fortune Ragnus.
Yeah.
Fortune Ragnus, do you have any torches?
Torches or healing potions? Okay. All right. Pharaoh.
Okay, so Pharaoh, once again, is plunged into complete blackness, but he hears this yelling coming from the north, and maybe sees some shadows flickering out the door, so he runs up and is like,
For Tarragon!
For Tarragon!
And he runs until, and he sees the ghostly knight, like, in the light there, so he's going to stop at the door, but he can see, like, this battle happening.
Okay, so you stop.
Oh, actually... I'm going to fire. I'm gonna fire my crossbow.
Okay.
Loaded.
All right. This will be at disadvantage because of the knight in front of you, unless you're firing Green Knight.
The yellow guys are the Green Knights.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. I don't fire.
So it might be the act of it, you know, unless you hit the Green Knight. That way.
I'm gonna try. Wow. Okay. So I rolled a 15 and a 17.
Okay, that's a hit.
Okay.
All right, so it goes through the arena. You like find this little opening beneath its arm. It goes through and it hits the body of this this other knight.
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
Okay.
Awesome.
The other knights, do they have a symbol of some kind on their armor?
I think you asked this earlier, and if you didn't, what I'll say now is that there appears to be a symbol, but it's very crudely painted.
Yes. Okay. So it is the same thing we've detected on in the other. Yeah.
Yeah, like this is some new upstart group or something.
It's a schism.
Okay.
That's
an
interesting theory. Was there a schism?
Maybe. Oh, they broke off from Green Knight.
I was operating the theory
that there was an order that decided that Taragnus was a man.
Geed.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, no.
Oh, Taragnus.
We already have that with Geed, but maybe Taragnus, they felt similarly.
That's what this defilement was.
Right, they cut off the breast, but I'm saying they already have that with Geed as well, and I wonder if that's a common trope of being like, no, this god was obviously a man.
A dude. Yeah, exactly.
Believe it's a woman!
Believe
it's a woman!
All right, so... Here's what's going to happen. Coming up behind Pharaoh and Saint is one of these spectral figures from the sarcophagus room. 1, 2, 3, Pharaoh, 4, 5, 6, Saint. Saint is going to attempt to drain life from you. And fails.
Oh my gosh, you are lucky!
Fails yet again, and just because this is just too good not to do, Ellison, from behind you in that wall, of the other figure emerges right behind and tries to reach towards you.
Oh, so this is not a Green Knight.
No, this is like, these are the ones that are chasing you that walked through the door.
Are they Green Knight? They look like the enemies in this room, but this is a Green Knight as well.
These figures are, they do not look like Green Knights.
From the sarcophagus
room. From the sarcophagus room.
Oh, they were skeletons that were on the floor.
But the main dude.
The main dude does, but yeah.
The main dude does, but the bodies around are pretty clearly not Green Knights.
Okay.
Interesting.
Here we go. The way I'd explained it was there were all these bones that sort of like stitched themselves together to fight you. Classic Dark Souls skellies.
Yeah.
Or Neo 3 skeletons, as I've been playing that lately as well. Here's the touch on Allison, and then I'll roll my other 17 monsters. 10.
Miss. Oh, okay. My gosh. Ooh, barely. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. All right. Now, the knight that you struck, Mr. O'Brien, yeah, is going to turn its attention towards you. 19 all the way to a natural one.
Oh, amazing.
So misses wildly. And then we're going to say the one to the south comes around towards Ellison.
This one's corporeal.
This one's corporeal, and this one is flanking you. So
this is terrible news.
Yeah, this is bad.
I'll take the better of the two, which is the
How's
natty.
Your burning hands? You have it?
I don't.
Which is the natty 18.
I was going to say, does it matter?
All right, so this one's going to hit you for 5 points of damage.
Ellison goes down.
Oh! And you had the torch?
I had the torch.
Give me a d6 roll. On a 1, 2, 3, the torch goes out.
Oh, no.
Attack the light.
May I use it?
Motherfuckers.
Preemptively asking the question, may I use a bottle cap on this roll? If I need to.
On the 4, 5, 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
So what, I want a 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, or you want a 4, 5, 6.
You want a 4, 5, 6. Because then the torch will burn on the ground.
3.
Bottle cap.
Oh, my God.
Bottle cap.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can't even look.
Oh, no!
Thank you!
We'll be back right after this break!
No! No! No!
Launched into a turtle dog!
No!
Goodbye, Kyle!
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlatta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Malouf in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
We're back. I am tempted to leave the lights like this.
Well, we're all going to be dead soon anyway, so.
Because this looks awesome.
It does. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to see on screen. Like, I can see everybody just fine. Everybody looks scary and dark.
Yeah.
Like, you might see nothing.
It's like,
spooky.
Even with, like, color correction and a little post, it's we're backlit. But, man, it just looks awesome. We can hang out here for a couple minutes, just talk.
Yeah, where's my sword?
And we can see your face, so why don't you just stay in here?
Well, here's the thing, because I got my little lights here. Here's the thing. There's no torch timer anymore, right? So let's just talk about this shit. Sydney's got the wood
does
out.
Does it look cool?
It does. It looks backlit. So cool. Oh, Joe's got a sword.
This is
a sword.
This is the knight.
Where's your
fighting.
Mace, Matthew?
I'm dead. I'm dying.
I just brought two guns to the party. All right. So there's so much going on here. I mean, when I thought about us playing Shadow Dark, this is kind of what I hoped would eventually happen. Something like this. I imagine. Absolute pandemonium.
Yeah. I thought this was going to happen in the third episode.
Yeah.
So it took a while to get here, but
yeah,
I was, this is what I was afraid of.
Whenever you hear people play this, you're just
falling, going out, surrounded by,
you hear the war stories, like you'll tell stories of this battle, but now with you going down to dying, magic being iffy, the seeker nowhere in sight, but also has no, power of healing. You've already used the healing potion?
No.
Okay. And who has it?
I do.
I'm assuming that got smashed what? In the run.
I think it's a safe assumption.
Roll a d6 and see if you bumped into a wall.
Don't roll that d6.
He started reaching for the d6.
Matthew's my attorney. You don't have to answer that.
And now you're, I mean, this is, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't even overtalk it, but I just wanted to keep these lights up as long.
Well, the biggest question I have, the argument I would make is the torch was not fully spent when I dropped on the floor and snuffed it. I would argue that if someone can get to it, normal combat rules apply. They'd have to succeed at checks, but they should be able to relight it and finish the timer.
Yeah.
How do they know where it is how to find it?
Well, you know, where I am.
I do. But
just feel for the heat, the dwindling.
Yeah, there might be embers, like the embers.
Like you
might
the warmth seeing, coming glowing. From a dog's testicles.
Exactly.
That's exactly
what it's like.
That's crazy.
What a perfect metaphor.
It's either a recently used torch or a dog's package.
Look at Sydney.
I'm going to err on the side of recently used torch. That benefits us more.
Anyways, what is the John to light Lint a John
steel.
During combat?
It's disadvantage. It's a dexterity check, right?
It's not disadvantage, it's just harder. Hold on.
It's harder.
DC like 30.
I mean, I have a high. No. I have the highest dex. I have flint and steel. I could try to find it, but like he was just put down by a guy. So like
two
hard wisdom or dex check. Somebody house ruled this on the Shadow Dark subreddit and Arcane Library. So I mean, Kelsey chimed in basically. This is rules as written basically.
Okay.
So it'd be hard DC 15 wisdom or dex check to get it going
or dex.
In combat in the darkness.
Find it. That it's still usable.
I mean, it just got stopped by anything.
Assumption, Matthew. But in this fantasy world, who knows?
I mean, unless it got dumped into a bucket of water or something.
Right.
Then I would see.
You want to roll D6?
Roll D6. There's a bucket of water next to me. Maybe the dog peed.
It's a dry crypt.
A pail of water. Oh, I want to make a case for another house rule.
I'm listening.
Which
in
this is something.
It's always good to change the rules mid-combat.
Yeah, well, because it hadn't come up in a while. But this is something I've read. There's a comment on YouTube. One of the YouTube videos, I can't remember. I'm sorry to whoever left it, but I think I would love to adopt the mothership method of the death timer, like roll it, which is like no one knows what the number is. You roll it like in a cup, boom, put the cup down.
Oh, that is cool.
So you don't know who it is until whoever it is like finally administers aid, and then you lift up the cup and see like are they dead or not.
That's really
Did
cool.
I get there in time?
It's really cool. I'm so terrified.
I know. It's really scary, but it just adds another whole layer of tension. Because like you see, it's like, I roll it back here
and only
like,
I know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that less. You're saying for the round, for the how many rounds you have is what we would
it's
roll.
Going to get some Yahtzee cups.
I think it is idiotic to do anything other than that. I totally agree.
Wait, we have to get a really dope like goblet or something, like something cool, and we roll it, like the Yahtzee cup.
I have a die roller at home that would be perfect. I was given as a gift,
Yahtzee cups.
I remember in
Atlanta. We have solo cups back in
It's just a die roller cup.
Oh, yeah. Solo cup would
like
be more
black
on brand.
Stitched cup.
Yeah, it's got to look cool and like Shadow Dark.
So solo cup?
No.
Well, for us, solo cup works.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get whiskey all over
So on my turn, I'll get a solo cup and I'll roll.
You
want to
be the guinea pig for this? I love it. Thank you, Matthew.
I love
for
this. Because we played Mothership and it's fucking awesome. It is such a cool innovation. And I.
All right.
Because it's just like, because you don't know. Your characters don't know.
It's so much more immersive, I think.
Yeah.
Especially in the darkness.
It's so weird to roll a three and be like, oh, he's got four rounds.
Like, oh, we could take our time.
Well, so we'll just keep
like,
fighting.
Or, I mean, the other thing to do is, I know, but I can't
But
tell
you can't
you.
Say.
Wait, you know what
So I get. I
but then it's like
there.
A game of the mind where you're like,
yeah.
I guess you're right.
You know what's easier? You don't know.
I don't know.
All right, here's the thing. Let's talk about the situation here. You walked into the room with the sarcophagus, this skeletal champion, this great green knight, impossibly tall, tattered cloak with an older emblem of the green knights rose up. Four other skeletal remains turned into creatures that could go corporeal or incorporeal. Three of them are still in that room. Two of them have walked through the walls and chased you now all the way into this other room where six other combatants are locked in battle. Green knights that, for the time being, have not attacked you, and three other knights that seem to be the aggressors. So right now you have five active enemies that you're aware of and another three enemies in a room that is closed off for the time being, but they are aware of where you are thanks to Saint's failed stealth roll to let in that light. But the door isn't shaking. The door isn't moving. The anti-magic properties of this place felt strongest in that room. You felt the magic receding from you, your arcane energies. You felt your holy symbol grow cold. While the temperature in this place is lower, it does feel warmer for you now. However, there's just a lot going on. You have gone down. It is. That was on my attack.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have one more enemy that hasn't gone.
Should we lights back up?
Yeah, we'll do lights back up.
So they can see the terror on your face.
That enemy is going to stay locked in battle with the Green Knight for now. Okay. That's what I am ruling. For a couple of reasons.
Yeah, and the other important thing to emphasize is that we've come to the aid of the Green Knights. Hopefully they'll help us.
They love us.
They'll love us. Maybe they'll build a statue of us in their in their afterlife once we rescue them.
Sydney, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
McPherson.
What? Is that my name?
Yep. Oh. It is your turn. Saint is standing wedged between this door to the room with the sarcophagus and this incorporeal spirit.
That just tried to grab him. Missed.
Yeah.
So he is going to... He has to just run into the room. The light, he knew that Ellison
sarcophagus
had...
room?
No. The other room. He's going to move south and then to the west.
I don't even know where you are. I don't know where any of you are.
I can't see anything.
I can't see anything.
He's running. I mean, I don't know if I'm running into people.
Boom, boom. All right, now you're running through this person. Normally there would be a strength check for that, but where this is an incorporeal creature, I'm gonna just rule that you can do it. I thought about giving you the strength check with advantage, but I feel like it can walk through walls. You can walk through it.
Okay, that's fair. That seems fair.
The fight's hard enough.
He's going to run into the room shouting, thinking like something bad happened to Ellison because Ellison had the torch. So
he probably cried out in pain when he went down.
Yeah.
And now you're standing on Pharaoh's shoulders.
Oh, okay. So he moves past Pharaoh. He feels something solid and he's just calling out, Ellison! Ellison! And he hears the knights like, you know,
in the darkness, you just hear this battle.
And he's going to drop to the ground and start feeling on the ground until he can feel Ellison's assuming body. Like he thinks something bad happened. So he's like, he must be dead.
On the break, CJ pointed out that us running through the hallways chased by ghosts is very much a Scooby-Doo scenario. And now we've added you searching for your glasses.
My torch!
Jinkies!
Jinkies, Ellison! So I'd like to find Ellison's body. And the idea, I'm not metagaming, but I think this is how Saint would react. Like, he went down, he had the torch. If I find his body, I could find the torch.
Okay.
Or your hand would hit the hot torch.
Found it!
Here's what happens. You start crawling ahead because I can see what you can't do. And
he's got his dagger.
Your hand finds purchase on something. It feels like a foot, except it's just a bone. You're grabbing on to the ankle of one of these ancient warriors.
I have my dagger. You're saying I recognize that it's not Ellison.
Yeah, it is.
He's just
got your hand around a leg bone.
Thrust up with his dagger then.
Which side?
What?
We're trying to help the Green Knights.
There's good guy knights and bad guy knights.
But it's a skeleton.
There's good. We're trying to.
They're all skeletons.
We're trying to.
I thought some were ghosts.
I'm unfortunately using the words
interchangeably.
Okay,
so there
wait,
are
hold
green
on.
Knights and there are green knights and the bad guy knights.
I thought the bad guys were the skeletons from the sarcophagus.
These are all these bad guys are all corporeal undead.
The bad guys.
Both good guys. We don't know that they're good guys. We were just trying something that would maybe break a curse or give them the us
bones,
favor.
The bones in the previous room formed spectral figures that can go corporeal or...
But it makes sense that you don't know and you just stab.
We
like,
get
that
it.
Makes perfect sense.
The viewers at home get it. The bones are their money. Yeah. So I think he's just... He's going to stab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it better if I'm more descriptive to you guys or do we all kind of like go...
No.
That's because sometimes things are clear in my head, and I'm like, maybe it's not clear to you. I just feel like, who gives a shit?
Don't tell us anything.
Yeah.
I'm unconscious.
Regardless, I think he would stab because he doesn't know that they had this whole.
No, you would. You heard us shouting out, Fort Ragnus, save the Green Knights, all these things. Like that.
Yeah, but he's in the dark, and there's a creature. He just.
I think the action's fine. I just think you would know.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. He's going to stab.
Okay. We're going to stab with disadvantage.
Okay. 5.
Okay. So you just boom, right at the ground. Ping!
You can't see anything. Yeah. Elishan!
Seeker! I would like you to try this, take this out for a
secret
spin.
Secret D4 roll.
May I have a solo cup, please?
Red solo cup. I'll fill you up.
Let's have a party.
So I'm going to roll it, and I'm just going
to
into my dice. I'll leave the cup sitting
Leave the
there.
Cup there.
That's what we're doing?
And I guess you can't roll anything else.
Thank
so you.
Thank
well
you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt Brody.
Yeah, I'm not going to be rolling anything else for a minute.
Okay, here we go. This is terrifying.
What's
your con bone now with the drain?
Still plus one.
So we know you have minimum one round.
Minimum two rounds.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You live forever.
Not?
You live forever.
And all stop right. metagaming. That's the point of the cup.
Right.
It's an anti-metagaming field.
That's right.
Warwick.
This is insane.
Okay.
It's nuts.
You know that there was nothing behind you, but you don't know what has. No, this might be the finale.
I think that this is probably the end.
You felt like there was a creature in front of you. That hasn't changed. It tried to strike out at you.
Okay.
You have no reason to think that changed.
Yeah. What a waste. All right. I'm going to say that he went down. That light went out just as he was about to, make another swing. So I will attack again.
With disadvantage.
How about we even it out?
He was flanking.
That was flanking.
That's true, but does one get the benefits of flanking when you can't even take advantage of that with your eyes?
Yeah, because he's distracted by another enemy, so I'm saying it evens out. I'm saying I don't have advantage, but
that's
I don't
fair.
Have disadvantage.
That's fair. All right, I'll give you a...
He's fighting another person right now, so I think it's better than...
Okay, I'll give you a straight roll. I just feel like you're not... I guess you're threatening it, but... You're still threatening it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking myself
I just have it. A lower chance to hit, but I am threatening it.
Being lenient.
Okay, let's get this up toward the ceiling. Let's get up toward the John. Here we go. Oh, bam! Well, that'll be fine. Actually, I'm a fucking beast. 16.
Oh yeah, 16's a hit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right
it is.
All right, so if you kill this, maybe it'll turn the tide.
Maybe. We'll see. All right, 7 points of damage.
You hear bones.
Yes! As the light of the plus one silver longsword, who some other crawler is going to find years from now. Plus one silver longsword.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
Remote, it's remote.
For Sator Agnes!
For Sator Agnes!
For Sator Agnes! Hold on a second. Let's take a quick second. Acknowledge, Sydney, you were right. I was wrong about the fighter class.
Took you 20 minutes.
I forgot. Well, no, what I want to acknowledge is like, how do we deal with this? Because I've been trying to figure it out and I don't see anything that specifically says, I could have just missed it, like what happens if you are over your gear slots? You know what I mean?
Disadvantaged probably, right?
Encumbered.
Yeah, there's nothing that I could find. So I could just drop something or like, but I haven't been moving much, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
I mean, I would say standard answer is disadvantage, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I wonder if there's something more interesting, though, like if you're encumbered. Because we ran into this, too, and we just had to move slower, like on the hex map, if we were trying to bring more stuff. But this is different.
Yeah.
Cause
I feel like it yeah. So I can, whatever. I can easily shed something, but I just wanted to say.
It just falls out of your pocket.
I'm one over. I'm one slot over.
Just drink that healing potion.
That's for you.
Rather, just stuff that healing potion into my mouth. It'll be fine.
Darkness is just so brutal here. It's Pharaoh's turn. What do you think, buddy?
I mean, yeah, I'm so
hamstrung. He's like cursing his sin that's like led him to be completely powerless in this moment. And so he's just going to try to reload his crossbow, just sitting there sort of muttering prayers to Geed. I think this might be like a dex check to reload it in the dark, I would think.
No, I'm going to let you just do it.
Okay.
I think that's just doable. You can feel it out. You've loaded it enough. Just come from war.
Okay. That's what he does.
All right. These enemies, with their eyes adjusted to the dark, two of them flanking Ellison's body, one still locked in battle, and one right behind Farrah. Let's start with that one. That is the one from the previous room. Farrah, you just feel a cold, like, wave, like, go straight into your chest, just like icicles right near your heart. Seven does not life drain you.
Wow. You have been ice cold.
Yeah. Okay. For our friend Warwick, you feel that same thing in the darkness.
No.
A hand come through you, the same hand that took down Ellison, slides across the room directly to you.
Should be advantage. It's FYI.
Because he can't see?
I don't know what's coming.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't give you it. Hands off the die, Skid. That's going to be over a 20.
Damn.
But not a 20, but that is 2 points of con damage.
Man. Now we're down to a penalty.
Oh, boy.
Let's get down to the con, guys, and now there
are... How do you heal con damage?
Just rest.
Just rest.
Need to find a...
I think...
Somebody awesome.
I remember it saying, like, you recover ability damage as part of...
Find somebody awesome. Ferroni Jones, we have to go back.
Awesome.
He could help.
Man, the only thing that's saving you guys a little bit here is the sort of shape of this room. However, the one that was standing on the other side of... I mean, you really don't need to know what's happening. All you know is Saint. You just feel this, like, this weapon come flying at you. That is a 15.
Yeah, that hits.
3 points of damage.
Oof.
And then there's one more.
A successful rest recovers all stat damage.
Nice.
Oh, okay, great.
That's cool.
Not that we're going to get that far.
I mean, yeah, we're going to die.
Well, soon we'll have eternal rest.
And that's all that happens. That's all that happens right now. It is Saint's turn.
Okay, so Saint, you know, he felt the skeleton he tried to stab. He just has to keep moving. So he kind of moves past that, and he's still feeling for Ellison's body. I think I'm at where he was.
Which way do you move?
Forward. I'm just going down the hallway, feeling on the ground.
I mean, this is so hard. You don't know where he is. So you got to try and... What's a good way to adjudicate this? There's an enemy in front of you, or an ally. You don't know, but you've got to. You're trying to move past that.
Should be a dex or strength check to go through that square.
Yeah,
I'll dex it past this. I'm trying to move around the skeleton.
I do a dex. You don't need to do disadvantage. It's just flat dex.
I'd like to use a bottle cap.
Okay. And then, you know what I'm going to do is, let's see if you succeed at this first.
Switch my die up. I'm gonna use my beautiful green Norse Foundry dice. 15.
Okay. You're able to wedge yourself past this body. Could be a friend, could be a foe. But now, do you head in the direction of Ellison?
It's a hallway.
No, it's not.
It's a room.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can go forward, or you can go to the south.
Okay.
Give me a d6 roll.
Okay.
And I'll give you the 4, 5, 6. On a 4, 5, 6, I'm going to say, you went in the right direction.
I'm going to roll my beautiful green d6.
I think this is fair.
This whole, like, going for the torch thing is going to be the death of us.
Yeah.
I mean, what I rolled a
3. But I think without the torch,
I know. I rolled a 3, and I'm debating using my last cap to try to just find Ellison. I'm going to do it. I mean, what am I, saving this? Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, take it with you.
We're having a good time.
Okay. Come on.
We're their good time pals. Are we still yucking it up? Oh, Sydney Emanuel McPherson!
No.
Oh, my God.
He goes the wrong way.
I've arrived at peace.
Okay.
With the fact that this is the finale.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
You can roll a natural 20.
So, Saint, you move past the skeletal figure, and I'll tell you, you moved straight along the wall.
Yeah.
You know that Allison could have got that deep in, and you keep moving, and you know you've gone the wrong way. You hear, though, the sounds of Warwick grunting not far away, and other bones rattling in the darkness.
This is fucking terrifying!
How far can I move? Because I can't see the rest of the map. Like, it's black fog of war. Did I hit a wall?
All right, so what are you doing as you're crawling along?
Maybe this is why he missed that opening to the south. He was feeling the northern wall and the ground. So he's just moving along that wall.
You move 20 feet along the wall, and you feel a door to your right.
I think he's gonna probably open the door. He's trying to find anything that could be helpful, and maybe there's something helpful in here.
Okay, so while down on the ground, you kind of reach up and
torch
just
storage.
Pop open the door, right?
It's a crypt. Ammunition storage.
The gun room.
It's a closet overstuffed with torches, and they all tumble out right into your hands.
And like, as part of the friction of tumbling out, two of them light. They light. Light.
Yeah. It's pretty well known that every extra-dimensional crypt has a torturery.
Yeah.
Torturery?
Yes. Torturery.
Okay. Allison.
Wait, she opened a door.
Oh, I guess I get my save.
Yeah, you opened a door, but it's darkness.
So there's no information.
No information. Yeah. You feel, I'll tell you what, if you reach your hand in there, you just feel like broken crossbow bolts.
Huh.
On the ground.
Okay.
Okay. We're not going to look until next time around because
this is the
right.
Save.
But if I roll a natural 20, I wake up.
Right, but if you do it again, there's a chance that the next roll is your last.
I minimum two.
But this is your first one.
Yeah, minimum two.
That's what I'm saying. When it comes back roll. Around again, yeah,
next one will be my last roll. Yeah. Not a natural 20.
Oh. Okay. Has anyone ever succeeded?
I ran a game on the retreat.
Happened on the retreat on my team too. Actually, my group.
Okay. Possibly.
No, I disagree. We do not look at it.
We don't look at it until the fight's over. Yeah, until someone
tries to heal him. Right. That's when you look at it.
I am Schrodinger's Allison right now.
Schrodinger's Allison.
Okay. Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking about A, other characters.
Yeah.
B, other game system.
Right. C, sushi.
Sushi.
Joe, what do you think, buddy?
All right. Just trying to stay in the moment. He crushes these bones down, but I also know that I saw Ellison go down past several combatants, several enemies. He's just, Ellison! And I'll try to move toward him.
I'd argue that the Green Knight you just helped has become an ally and you can move through his square.
Everything is just up to Troy right now.
There's an enemy directly in front of him.
That's a Green Knight.
I know.
Oh, no, you killed.
No, I killed the enemy directly in front of me.
No, the other one took its place.
Oh, so I feel another combatant.
Yeah, that's the one that reached out for.
The non-corporeal one, though.
Yeah, the non-corporeal one is directly in front of you. And then you would assume that behind that is the Green Knight.
Okay. Oh, man. It might be dangerous, but I'm just going to try to take another path.
Okay.
Because he has been in the middle of this room with it lit. He knows what the room looks like generally, that it's like pillar, 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 pillar,
right.
pillar. So he's going to try to flee from this ghost and work his way around to where he remembered Ellison was.
So down around so to I'm the gonna go So you go down. Back one and you feel the back wall,
yep.
and then you go
and
down
go
two.
South, two, and
feel
I
another,
feel
you're
along
in
the
corner, yeah.
And then I'm going to try to start heading
this
east.
This is fucking awesome.
So...
Okay.
You tell me when I hit something.
All right, you keep moving.
And now I think I'm... Oh, no, Ellison was a couple more, wasn't he? I'm going to keep going.
It's funny because you don't know where I am.
I don't know where his pawn is. No.
Okay, right in front of you is another skeletal figure.
Oh, my God. Are you a Green Knight?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Right in front of me is another skeletal figure. I'm going to back up and go up.
Okay.
And then up again.
Okay.
And then east. And he should be right in front of me.
There is a body at your feet.
Oh, wow. All right. So is that my full turn? Is the question. Like, did that all that careful movement take my double movement?
I I mean, I think that that is still considered moving near. You know what I mean? It was a lot of slow prodding movement, but it's not like you rolled a check.
Yeah.
You knew the layout. Okay. Whereas Saint came in here blind.
Yeah.
You knew the layout of the room.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say you're fine.
I'm going to say he's here. And I'm going to pull off the healing potion.
You have the healing potion.
Yeah, and try to find his mouth, put my sword down on the ground for a second, and try to administer a potion.
Sticking your fingers in his mouth.
Yeah. Right. Pour it all over his crotch!
That's not a mouth.
This has to be administered a different way.
I flip him over.
It's a potion of healing, comma, suppository.
Yeah. I will administer it to him.
Okay. So, butt chug that. Healing
so
potion.
That should be a D6.
Oh, I get to roll it?
Yeah.
Unless you want me to roll it.
Fair enough. That's a D4.
You're so nervous.
Oh, he rolled a 4. You should just kept it.
I should have just kept it in mind. 5.
5. Oh, okay.
Where's the torch? Where's the torch?
And I'll be feeling around for it too.
Do you want to reveal the cup now?
I guess so,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You can reveal
see, if it's a 1, it would have been next round.
3.
Yeah. So you had some time. Okay. You had some time.
I do like that.
That was a cool. Yeah. That's a cool. I was terrified.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. It doesn't even affect me, and I'm nervous about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Huge. I forgot. I always lose track of who had the potion. Okay.
I just picture moving through the dark, yeah. and it comes up, and somebody's fighting like right in front of me. He's like, "Back up. Go back around." Oh, that was awesome.
Gave the potion to like one of the dead skeletons.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
An ally.
Yeah. All right, so it is Pharaoh's turn. Pharaoh, there is an enemy directly behind you. One of the incorporeal enemies.
Yeah, he felt this felt is crazy.
Chill touch.
He just feels this like ghostly presence that has attacked him from beyond the door to the east, so he's just gonna stumble 10 feet through the darkness, and that's it.
Okay, stumbles 10 feet through the darkness, and you come up right to another skeletal form. Okay, but okay. Again, this is the same one that Saint moved past. Okay. And now it's my turn.
And I don't know where they are around.
I don't know
me.
Where any
they could
of you
right
are.
Right next to me.
Ugh,
okay, one comes up from behind and attempts to touch Pharaoh with advantage. 2 17s, by the way.
Oh my gosh!
What Sydney has said when I get
pretty
hot.
Pretty definitive. Hot.
3 points of con damage.
Ooh, okay. And you had the lowest con of all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay.
If you go to 0, you're dead for con?
Yeah.
Okay.
A figure steps up to Saint.
I crawled away so stealthy.
They can see in the dark.
I was so stealthy.
All enemies in Shadow Dark are.
I was so stealthy.
Natural 1 and a modified 11.
Miss.
And let's see here.
It's so funny. You just have this buffet of options that we can't see any of it. Like, we don't know.
Yep. And then work. Another hand. Cold hand.
So there's
comes
three cold hands?
Two cold hands.
Cold hands?
Cold hands.
Cold hands. That was a swing?
Yeah, that was a swing.
A corporeal swing.
Yep. The advantage is just brutal. That's a 18. You're barely gonna hit. You're going to take 2 points of con damage.
He's dying. We're getting there. Not literally dying.
Okay. And that's all that happens.
He's down to 6 con.
As of right now.
14.
Okay.
And Seeker is not running back toward us, nowhere to be found.
Would you?
Yeah, the Seeker.
Wondering.
What does it matter?
Just wondering.
He's not going to do anything.
He's got a knife made from marmalade. And no spells.
No spells.
No spells. No connection to Geed.
The only thing he's contributing is...
crying?
Yeah, I can't think of anything he's contributing.
Got some grips.
There might be some creatures chasing him right now. He might be pulling
might be
some
dead.
Of them off of us.
He might be dead.
Might be dead. We'll never know.
Saint,
okay.
there is a corporeal creature directly behind you. There is a door to the north.
So Saint was crawling, opened this door, can't see anything, and then he feels this thing try to grab. It grabs like his cowl, his hood, and misses him trying to get him. But now he knows this is not a friend. So he is going to, he whips around, he's basically like on his butt, on his back, and he's going to kick his leg out to try to kick the shin of this skeleton and get it prone. And then he wants to just drive, get on top of it and just drive his dagger into like its head.
Okay, I like this. All right, so just a straight up attack with disadvantage.
Okay.
And no cap.
19.
Oh, okay.
So roll two at a time.
21. Oh, that's crack.
Oh boy.
Natural one.
Oh!
I don't have any caps!
Oh! All right, so none of that works. You're just like trying to do all this cool acrobatic stuff and no.
Very cool idea.
I hate my life.
Oh. All right, Matthew. Kapitakaza.
Can also I grab the torch and try to light it?
Worth it.
You sure can.
So this is a DC 15 dex check for me.
Oh my god, geez. Amazing! Okay, I'm not gonna let you, I'm not That's gonna hard. Give you disadvantage. It's hard enough.
It is in darkness during combat, DC 15. Wisdom or dex? Dex is my better stat. Actually, it's the same. No. Natural 3.
Any caps?
Nope.
Caps.
I'll say, Warwick, I can't get the torch lit.
Did you say we could share caps?
I thought we made them non-transferable.
I can't remember. I feel like they were transferable.
I think we can share, and I think I suggested we make a rule that you can't share, and I think it was voted down, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, was that when we were like one thing at a time?
Yeah, as written in the thing, you can transfer. Hmm. I can't remember what we decided. I know that you can't spend two on the same check.
Are there any caps?
That's the house rule
we've got. Yeah.
Are there any caps left?
Just one.
You could
try. Same one I've had all up.
We could try.
Is this the difference maker?
Is this the difference maker?
Question is, do you want to try lighting or should I try lighting?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right next to you and no, I don't want you to try lighting. I'm right next to you.
I've been pretty cold.
Yeah. Can't light it. And I had set my sword down to administer that healing potion. So I'd say with this free hand
I'll stand up.
He's going to try to light it.
Give me that fucking thing.
And light it.
Give me that.
Let me do it.
This is hard. When competent buffoon. I know that's stupid. It's literally hard.
Literally a hard check.
Yeah. Damn. Who knows? We could get lucky. Let's go.
Wisdom or dex?
Wait, which die should I use? Do I throw it up in the air?
It's never worked for you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's never worked for me. You're right. When you're right, you're right. All right.
Or is now the time when it will work?
Why do you...
Oh, no.
You're using it.
All right, here we go. I'm going with my original shadow die.
Odds are.
Where's Foundry? John, here we go.
Let's do to turn around.
Come on. No, close but no cigar. And I'll spend the bottle cap. We need the light.
Oh, man.
We need the light. Need a high roll here. Natural one.
Oh, my God!
I think my... Like, two of my last three bottle cap rerolls have been natural ones on the reroll.
I rolled a 1-2 on...
I was all ready to put the light on.
Okay.
Well, that's just sad.
So brutal.
It's just sad.
It's so brutal.
There's no time for it. I'm okay. Going to take the... you take the torch. I'm going to take my sword.
Give me that. Slice, missus. You hold it.
We don't have time. No, he's just like, we don't have time for this. We have to get out of here now. And he's going to hand it to you. And then he'll say, follow me this way. And I'm going to start backtracking the way that I came. Where there wasn't enemies.
Just walked through a very cold space.
Oh, right, because a guy came right up behind me and he's like, oh, I forgot he was there. And I'm going to start moving back the way I came.
Okay.
Start moving. Sneaking through.
Back the way you came.
So we'll get to the area.
All right, it is Pharaoh's turn. Pharaoh, you feel this bony presence in front of you and this otherworldly cold behind you and a pillar to the south and a wall to the north.
Okay. Pharaoh, he's like, oh. Right, I totally forgot. I still have a spell remaining. So he's going to back away towards the
freezing
ethereal
cold.
Ghost.
Yep.
He's going to go back the other way, and he's going to try to cast Protected from Evil on himself.
Okay.
Did you lose Turn Undead?
No, you didn't lose it. You succeeded.
Didn't lose it. Yeah,
but I can't see them.
You just failed the...
I don't think that's fair.
You don't have to see them.
I think...
Well, what do you guys think? I mean,
I would try turning undead.
Yeah, it's just an emanation.
Okay. Like. Yeah, all right. Yeah. He holds
it's
out.
It's going to be hard.
Holds out the now cold symbol of Yid, and he says, like, back, all of you! Back! Nope.
And now that's gone.
Yeah.
And you have no caps.
Nope. No caps. No caps. Caps on the table.
And you have no caps.
No caps. We are completely capless.
And in the pitch darkness.
Two incorporeal enemies in this room, sapping the con of everyone still standing. Two corporeal combatants. Three corporeal allies. And then another room with two creatures that can go corporeal or incorporeal. And the one who started this episode. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. What can you do?
I don't know.
You have to stop.
I don't know.
I just want to give you time to roll up.
Roll up new characters.
Roll up a new.
Think about what.
I got to think of a new adventure.
Jeez.
A whole nine.
We got a new game system.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next episode is just going to open on Eric's character.
And the new party.
At the tavern. We're looking to put together a team.
We'll open up on Kate's character in orc prison.
We all play orcs next time?
We all play orcs. I like it. I like it.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Reality TV is messy.
Pop culture is louder than ever.
And the internet?
Completely unhinged.
Welcome to Roxanne.
And Chantel.
The podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows.
Spill the headlines.
And sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter.
No boring takes.
Just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne
and Chantel.
Let's get into it.